But let's head to the northeast now, because a tiny primary school in northeast Victoria is helping multiple generations cultivate a love of gardening. In the little town of Wurundjeri, Owen Gemmell is admiring a fig tree.
It hasn't borne fruit yet, but the way it's growing, it's got fruit on it for the first time. You can see the little fruit pieces.
At 94 years of age, Owen left school decades ago. But every Friday morning, you'll now find him working away in Wurundjeri Primary School's impressive garden. For the past 14 years, Owen and his fellow volunteer, Eric Allardyce, have helped this tiny rural school, which has just 70 students and 8 full-time teachers, keep its kitchen garden program running. In doing so, they're nurturing the next generation of gardeners, including Year 3 student, Freya.
You're looking for some more carrots, are you?
Yes.
That's a baby carrot, isn't it?
While munching on a freshly harvested carrot, Freya told me about this year's crop.
They're going good. Every week we come and check on them and water them and check on the peas.
And what's your favourite part about being out in the garden?
I think it's nice how we get to eat the food that we grow and spend some time in the garden at school.
Are carrots your favourite?
Yeah.
What's your favourite job to do?
I like watering the plants and turning over the soil to put better soil in.
And do you have a garden at home?
Yeah.
Great. What do you grow there?
I grow some flowers. Mum grows lettuces, peas and broccoli.
Owen says the school's grown immensely since he first started volunteering.
My wife and I enrolled a granddaughter here when the school was a lot smaller. And, of course, the school didn't have a large parent pool to draw support from, so Robin and I came down to help out, and that's where it started. So the school was very small in those days, about... I think we got down to about 13 students, and there was a danger of them closing the school down. But we survived that with a lot of public support. And since then, the school has grown enormously.
To manage this bunch of energetic kids, Owen and Eric divide them into teams, each tasked with a very important job.
Well, what they're doing here at the moment, we planted some broad beans seeds earlier in the year. They're being dug into the ground now to make green manure. Before they turn over the soil, they're giving it a good sprinkling of potash. It's too early to plant sweet corn, but this is our sweet corn bed, so we're getting it ready for the third term. Yeah. The tomato bed is over here in the big drum, and there are a couple of children working on the trellis over there, and they're getting that ready for climbing beans.
After working up a sweat in the garden, the students head to the kitchen to cook up their homegrown veggies.
My name's Addie and I'm in grade 5.
My name's Kate. I'm in year 6.
Uh-huh. And what are you up to right now?
We're just grating potatoes for some fritters.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's the meal for today, fritters?
Yeah. And zucchini slice.
So what do you love most about being in the kitchen?
You don't have to run around and lift heavy things, really.
That's definitely a plus. But teacher Grace Panjari says this patch-to-plate approach provides plenty of learning opportunities.
They love it because they get to see it. We go through the whole cycle, so from preparing the garden and the soil to then the seeds and how to grow the seeds, because every vegetable or fruit is different in how it grows. So, and Owen tells us, you know, you've got to put the carrot seeds in the sand because they're really fine and you can't plant them with your hands. So that is really helpful, and then they know where their food is coming from. Instead of just buying it in the supermarket in plastic, here you can, like, pull it out of the ground and see it, and I think they value that. So we have a lot of parents that say, oh, my God, my kid would never eat that at home, but here, I don't know, everyone's trying it, it's safe, and they're open to it. So it's really lovely, and the conversations around, like, some of our plants had gone to seed, and so then including, you know, bees are now appearing. So it's not just about the food, but it's about the environment and how we can keep our ecosystem happening and our birds and our insects and everything coming here is really lovely.
And how important is it for, you know, the primary school and a community like Wurundjeri?
Yeah, no, we rely heavily on our volunteers and we get parents to come in sometimes as well to help because we are just sort of free in a way and it's nice for the kids to have someone to help them in their little group and give them knowledge around that. But sometimes we grow too much food, so then we give it to our parents as well. So there's, you know, obviously in these hard times financially, it's sort of nice to be able to give back to the community as well, which is really lovely. It's just a lovely way of being sort of the centre of Wurundjeri, I guess, the school, because there's not much here. And just knowing that we're here to help if need be. We're open, so it's nice.
That's why Owen and Eric see a bright future for Wurundjeri's young green thumbs.
If we're able to follow right through from the planting the seeds or the seedlings and then they harvest it later on and then take it into the kitchen and make a meal out of it, there's a connect there that I think they'll never forget. And who knows, they go on and have their own gardens at home. Yeah, it's a life skill. It's something that'll stay with them for life.
Do you both plan to keep coming back every Friday for years and years and years?
I don't know. The body's getting a bit old.
I think we're both tempting fate with that one. But never mind. While we're vertical, we may as well be useful.
It's a pretty good motto for life, I reckon. That was not-so-young green thumbs Owen Gemmell and Eric Allardyce speaking to you there.